Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Yes, you read that right. Today we're speaking about on how Donald Trump capitalized on what just took place on July 14th of 2024. So yes, you clicked the right video. We're going to talk about the incident, what took place, and how it helped him in a way that others don't see. So today we're speaking about money. We're speaking about how Donald Trump capitalized from the event of him getting shot on July 14th of 2024 on how he's capitalizing from that. And when I was watching what happened, as everyone else was watching, I was watching in a way, but I didn't understand what was happening. So if you see that I'm speaking kind of differently today, I just had surgery on my mouth. I'm getting an implant installed or something like that, a tooth implant. So if I'm talking differently, I do apologize. Hopefully y'all can understand what I'm saying and how it's coming about saying it. So today we're speaking about Donald Trump and how he's capitalizing on what has happened or what has taken place on July 14th of 2024. So I started to do some research. I started to see how it's helping them. Hold on, let me write this down just a little bit. Let me bring this into, there we go. Donald Trump capitalized. Let me write that right here. Donald Trump forgive me, I don't know how to spell capitalize. Hold on. Hold on, I don't know how to spell capitalize. C-A-P. I-T-A-L-I-Z-E. There we go. Donald Trump capitalized. So as I was doing some research, getting prepared for this video, I was looking up and see how much did he make from this, or what capitalized from it. So I was on X and Twitter, and whole bunch of people was doing different researches, doing different videos, doing different topics, doing different discoveries. And I wanted to see how is he gonna pick himself back up from this. And so when he got shot, I don't know if y'all saw the video, but once he got shot, he automatically went down. And then when he got back up, he had blood across his face. He had blood across his face because his ear got shot rather than his head. His ear got shot. And so when he got back up, he had blood across his head, and he automatically starts celebrating. His security was around him, but he wanted to celebrate, to show like he's still here. And so I'm just thinking, like, how is he going to capitalize from this? How is he going to like benefit from this? And so I'm on Twitter and X, and I don't know if his team or his marketing team made a marketing video, a promotional video, but the video that they made, it was so good. It was so fast because it showed it built. It created a story around what happened from him, like walking through a crowd, walking through an audience, and him speaking at the podium. Then him getting shot, and then him standing back up and raising his hand. That was different. That was different. So as I'm doing like research, I'm gonna see if I can find this video, because the video was so powerful. The video was so quickly made. Let me see if I'm able to look it up. Let me go on X Twitter or Twitter. Let me see if Twitter would do it. Twitter, X, yeah, there we go. I'm able to log in. I want to pull this up right quick for a moment, because the video, it came out quick. It came out pretty quick. Here we go. So let me go to it. Now I'm about to share my screen. Let me know if y'all can see it. Hold on. It's low. Come on. Don't do that to me. Come on. Come on. Come on. And so as the video is loading, essentially the video was just a promotional video on President Trump or Donald Trump. Oh, there we go. There we go. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Now I can share my screen. Hold on. Let me start it back. Look at this video. See, so I wanted to share that video for a moment to show you that everyone has different trials and tribulations that one goes through. But it's the fact that, let me come back. Hold on, my bad. It's the fact that everyone is able to capitalize if you're willing to figure out how to. And so as I was watching that video, I'm just learning, I'm just seeing it. Like, one, this is great marketing. This is phenomenal marketing. The fact that he was able, or his team, or someone was able to create a video around what just taking place, that's incredible. That's incredibly amazing. Even though he does have a team around him, even though he has a lot of people around him, that video, they spoke a lot of different words because there's a story that's being built that a lot of people can connect with. I'm not saying I can connect with it, but what I am saying is that it was good. It was a good video. It was good marketing. It was good promotion. He was doing a public speech in public, and now he has more attention because the what happened on July 14th became a bigger event, a bigger thing across social media or across the world rather than just him speaking. And so as I'm watching the video, I'm watching the comments and reading the comments and reading what everyone else is saying, I'm saying that's incredible. One, how he's able to capitalize so fast. How he's able to see what others do not see. Like he was down, and even though he was down, he was able to recognize that this is an opportunity. Since a lot of people is going to be watching, since a lot of people have a lot of people's attention right now, why not take advantage of the moment? Why not seize the opportunity? See, when I was reading it, when I was watching the videos and reading the comments, it made sense to me that this man is really a good marketer. This man is really a good businessman. This man is really a phenomenal person that understands how to seize the opportunity when the opportunity get in front of you. See, his team got around him. Donald Trump's team got around him. And even though his team wanted him to move out and get out the way and just move, he knew something was going to come from it. He knew something bigger was going to come from it. And so when he did that, first thought I had was that this man is crazy. The first thought that I had was this man is crazy. You just got shot, but you trying to celebrate? That don't make sense. That don't make sense to me. And so as I'm online watching different videos, watching different posts, seeing different people post about the topic that just happened, I'm just seeing, like, how can you really think that everything's okay if it just happened to you? And so the first lesson that I got is that he seized the moment. That's what the first thing I want to speak about is that Donald Trump seized the moment. Seized the moment. S-E-I-Z-E. Seized the moment. So Donald Trump sees. Hold on, let me. There we go. So if you're listening to this, make sure you subscribe and share this with a friend that want to understand how to seize the opportunity when the opportunity get presented. So when he seized the moment, he understood that more was going to come from this. One, he was still alive. He got attempted. It was an attempted murder. But even though he got hit, he got nicked, he was able to stand up on his two long feet. And so now the video or the event, which is just a speak of him promoting and putting himself out there to Pennsylvania. The event happened in Pennsylvania. And so when he was speaking to the others, It made it more because once someone tried to assassinate him, someone tried to take him out, and even though they couldn't take him out, they was able, well, Donald Trump was able to seize the moment, to seize the opportunity, to seize what was in front of him. His team, the staff, the secret, the secretary, not the secretary of attorney, but his security guard. What is it called? Something with the government. The terminology for the government, for the security. I can't really remember it. So, I digress. So, his team is trying to get him out the way. Like, bro, you just got shot. Get out of the way. He knew that something was going to come from this. He knew if he had one chance to seize this opportunity before the opportunity missed him. I said, oh, he's a great businessman. He's a great, phenomenal marketer because he understands what's in front of him, what he has, and what he needs to do. And so even though everyone was trying to get him off the stage, he knew that he had to stand and take more of the moment. Even though people was already paying attention to him, he made it more than what it was because he got up and raised a hand and he survived. And so when he seized the moment, he understood that more was here. More is in front of you. More it can be achieved. And so marketing and promoting and putting yourself out there is seizing the moment when the moment is not presented for you. Notice I said for you and not to you, because you have to create the moment around you. And so when you're able to create the moment around you, now you're able to learn, now you're able to grow, now you're able to seize the moment in a way that you wasn't expecting, because the moment is right in front of you, but you're creating your opportunity. You're creating the more. You're creating things that you don't even expect to even happen. So one thing that I've learned from Donald Trump from this incident was to seize the opportunity, to seize the moment. Because you're not going to have too many moments that you can actually recognize that something here would be more than what it already is. There's something here, something right in front of you will be more until the more is already gone. Until the more is no longer there. Until the more is stopping you because you didn't take advantage of it. See, understanding that seizing the moment, seizing the opportunity, seizing the second is helping you because now you see more than what others are seeing. Now you're recognizing what others don't see because you're able to seize the moment. See, when you seize the moment, now you understand what you're doing. Now you understand how it's being done. See, one thing that Donald Trump, that I got from the video, that I got from the incident, is that he understood that he was still alive. And even though it happened the way that it transpired, he was still alive and he can still continue to speak to his audience, his voters, the people that he's speaking to. He wasn't just speaking just to speaking. It was a campaign. A campaign is him marketing and promoting himself to others. It became a bigger perspective on how he was marketing, on how he's able to market himself. And so even though he was able to put himself out there in a way where others won't have a chance to, so much attention, so much awareness, so many people are paying attention to him now. Because of what happened, because of how he survived and what he's been through in the last couple of years and whatnot. And so even though the opportunity is not presented to you, you have to seize the opportunity by creating the moment for you. You have to be in different environments. You have to be in different places. You have to be in different gatherings to understand that there's opportunity around us. What starts a lot of people is not understanding that the opportunities around us is only here to help us grow. We can identify what we would like to do because we're so stuck in our own ways. We're so stuck in our own minds because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think we're good enough. One thing that I got is that being different. Another thing that I got is that being different is absolutely okay. Being different doesn't make you the bad person. Being different makes you because you are able to seize the moment when others are not. When you are able to recognize that there's a moment, potential, and opportunity here, you start to learn what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it. Will it be easy? No. Everything in life will never be easy. Now you have to understand how to continue to show up, how to continue to learn, how to continue to seize the opportunity. See, one thing that I got from, a couple things that I got from is that season of opportunity comes when you're planning ahead, when you're thinking ahead, when you have a plan and a goal behind everything. The video came, I don't know if his team created it again, but the video was so crazy that it came in a split second because they understood what Donald Trump was doing. He was marketing. He was campaigning. He was promoting. He was speaking. So when you're promoting and speaking, you have to understand that things are going on around, and we have to figure out on how the things that's going on around us, how to seize the moment for that. 50 Cent, I saw a video on Twitter, on X, and 50 Cent was even performing with Donald Trump face in the background. But Donald Trump face was on 50 Cent album. And so 50 Cent's promoting, 50 Cent's advertising, 50 Cent is campaigning because he's marketing himself. He's putting himself out there because he's seizing the opportunity. If everyone is paying attention to Donald Trump, why not create something around that so you can start having attention as well? See, marketing and promoting is finding the way in the room, way in the opportunity that not only will help you, but will help you stand out even more. That will help you identify that what you are doing, you're doing for a particular reason, and this reason is going to help you later on in life. See, and it's important to understand that nothing's going to come to you if you stand in the house. Nothing's going to get shown to you if you're not putting yourself out there. Nothing will get displayed for you if you're not looking and searching for opportunity. Opportunity is not going to come and get dropped into your hand. I remember when I was younger, I used to say, I wish I had a lot of something. I wish I had a lot of this. I wish I had a lot of that. In reality, no one ever came and brought that I wish goal, because wishing is not real. Your wish is not anyone's command. So we have to learn how to command and do the work to seize the opportunity for ourselves. So the reason why seizing the moment is so special, so critical, because you don't get too many chances where the opportunity is right in front of you, where the opportunity is presented in a way that you was not expecting. You don't have to expect everything. You just have to know that what's coming is coming because you're putting yourself in that place. See, if Donald Trump would never got up and spoke, will it happen? Probably not. I don't know. If Donald Trump didn't do the speech, will it happen? Probably not. I don't know. But he was willing to put himself in that place, willing to campaign, willing to market, and willing to create a moment. And so when you create a moment and something bigger from this come from that, now you're marketing even better. Now you're marketing even more because you understanding that the message and attention that's on you can grow in a way that you wasn't even expecting. I'm not even in Pennsylvania, but I understand what happened. I saw what happened on the phone. Had my phone. I saw what happened. And when I was able to see what happened, I was able to like really dive into, like really do some research, watch other videos, look up some articles and see like what the news is saying. So the first article that I came across with Donald Trump was a Forbes newsletter, and it automatically said this. Let me share my screen. Dang, why be doing that? Let me share my screen. The news article said this. It said Trump's network jumps $1 billion after assassination attempt. Jumps $1 billion after assassination attempt. That is crazy. That is bizarre because of what happened yesterday and the status that Donald Trump has for himself. It's mind-boggling. It's overwhelmed, not even overwhelming. It's great because the moment, because Donald Trump sees the moment. When we start seizing the moment for ourselves, now we are able to grow in a way that we were not expecting. Now we are able to seize the opportunity in a way that we wasn't expecting the opportunity to be presented for us. See, your gift can only get you in the room, but your talent, your execution, your knowledge can help you stay in the room and connect with others that you would have never met before. that you would never had a conversation with before, that you would never interacted with before. See, understanding that the moment has to be created because you have to decide for yourself. And once you decide for yourself, you have to be willing to do the work every single day and show up every single day and be consistent every single day, because something's going to come from this. You are creating your moment, yet your moment is becoming more of a moment because you're able to continue along the path, continue along the process, continue along like doing the work. See, one thing that stops a lot of people is that a lot of people don't want to do the work. How do you not want to do the work when the moment is right in front of you, when the opportunity is right in front of you, when you have more than you think? Because you have everything that you need in order to grow, in order to excel, in order to exceed in a way that you wasn't expecting. See, the moment happens, the moment an opportunity gets presented when you decide for yourself. Not for any other people, not for everybody else, but for yourself. What are you deciding for? What are you working towards? What do you have a goal for? See, your moment is created when you understand that it starts with you. Your opportunity is created when you understand that even though it starts with you, now you have to really dive into the work, dive into the knowledge, dive into the education, because the education, the knowledge, and the time is going to help you seize the moment. It's going to help you understand what the moment even is. See, when I got into business, I was learning more about business, how communication works, how attention works, how to make money from it. And I'm still learning. I'm still growing in a way where I have to continue to learn new information that I've never spoken about. And that is absolutely okay, because as you continue to grow and show up and learn and ask different questions, you're able to create a moment that will not only help you, but will only push you forward, because you're constantly putting yourself out there. You're constantly asking questions, because the questions that you're seeking, the questions that you're looking for, is getting answered in a way that you wasn't expecting. So when you seize the moment, you're understanding that what's in front of you is creating opportunity for you. And once it's create opportunity for you, now you have to be willing to accept everything that comes your way. You have to be open to accepting the work that has to be done. You have to be open to it, because if you're not open to it, you're not going to seize the moment, because the moment will leave you. So the next one I want to hit on, hold on. There we go. The next part I want to hit on is understand that capitalize is not bad. Seize the moment capitalize is not bad. I'm going to think of another title. Capitalize is not bad. I don't want to say capitalize. Let me see. The bad can turn into good. That's the next part I want to hit on. Bad into good. Bad into good. So on July 14th, 2024, Donald Trump got shot. And when he got shot, he went down and everyone around him was surrounding him, or his team, his security guards was surrounding him. And when they were surrounding him, they was protecting him. And so when he got up and raised his fist and showed like the blood from the ear, when he got up and showed that he was okay, he was creating a moment. Because he turned the bad situation to a good one. So I really just sat there and just understood, and just not necessarily understood, but just learning and observing, how can you necessarily be this ambition to get up and show what just happened to you, what you just went through, what you just experienced to a whole bunch of people that you don't even know, how you're able to do that, how you're able to put yourself out there in a way where others can actually see your vulnerability, see your the real you. See, understanding that every bad situation can be turned into good if one is willing to identify what the good can be, what the good can become, what the good is. See, understanding that the good is always there, we just have to be aware of what the good actually is. See, when I understood that oftentimes life is going to hit you, life is going to knock you down, life is going to push you to the edge, but it's once you get to the edge that makes a difference, because you're able to come out differently. You're able to come out new. You're able to come out more aware. How do you get more aware of things if you're not aware of the place and opportunity that's in front of you? See, understanding that bad turns into good, because oftentimes you just have to feel the bad before we recognize what the good actually is. In reality, the bad forces the good to come out. And as it's forcing the good to come out, we have to understand that it's okay for us to experience bad things. It's okay for us to experience bad moments. It's okay for us to experience things that we was not expecting. If you're always expecting to do good, you would never have bad, because you wouldn't understand adversity. Adversity is not bad. See, yesterday, July 14th of 2024, Donald Trump faced adversity because he got shot at. And even though he got shot at, he was able to see another day. He was able to continue to promote, communicate, and put himself out there. When life hits you, when life pushes you down, when life becomes overwhelming, how are you getting back up for yourself? How are you turning this bad opportunity into a good one that can not only help you grow, but can also encourage you to keep going, encourage you to keep growing, encourage you to show up? Showing up is the most difficult thing, because you have to understand, you have to show up when you don't even feel like it. You have to show up when something bad just happened to you. You have to show up when you weren't even expecting the bad to take place, yet the bad is constantly happening every single day. It's constantly happening every single day. And how do you overcome the discrepancy of the bad? You continue to show up. You continue to learn. You continue to grow. See, it's bad. What I heard Deion Sanders say, he doesn't have bad days. He has bad moments. And when I learned that, when I understood that, I'm like, huh? You don't have bad days. You just have bad moments. What does that even mean? Your bad days can turn into good days, because your good days create the opportunities from what you just currently experience. It's not the fact that you're not good. It's the mere fact that you give up when the bad comes across. See, when I was learning about everything that I'm doing today, I had to learn that there's a light at the end of the tunnel if I continue to move and try to find it. But it's up to me to find it. It's up to me to search for it. It's up to me to identify what I'm looking for. So when bad turns into good, Now you're willing to grow. Now you're willing to learn. Now you are able to see things that wasn't in front of you, because now you're constantly putting yourself out there in a way that's going to help you more in life. And once it helps you more in life, now you understand that the bad is only bad moments. The good is only good moments. How do you continue to show up when your moments are better than your good? When your days are worse than your great days? When your days are so troubling, how do you push through and continue to be there for your goals, to be there for your dreams, to be there for the moment? See, Donald Trump understood that he was seizing the moment because he was there recognizing the opportunity that was in front of him. Recognizing what needed to be done, what needed to complete it, what needed to be faced. And as he's facing the bad moments, the bad days, the bad session, you understand that bad only does not last a lifetime. Bad does not last a lifetime. And you can go so long with bad. The good is going to come right behind it, because good is inevitable that it will show up, that it will shine. I do want to look up a terminology right quick. And it's the definition of capitalize. What does capitalize even mean? Capitalize definition. And I'm going to look that up. Because we have to understand what these words are. I'm going to look it up right here. And even though I'm looking it up, I'm going to read it. And it is, take the chance to gain advantage from. Take the chance to gain advantage from. Let me come back to the screen. The reason why that is so important, because you have to take advantage of what's in front of you. You have to take advantage of opportunity. You have to take advantage of the bad. You have to take advantage of the good. You have to take advantage of things that you are not expecting, because the things that you are not expecting will help you create opportunity, will help you create moments that will help you grow, will help you create a chance that will not only help you grow, but give you reasons of why you're growing in the way and the rate that you're growing at. But you have to be willing and open to learning this information. This information is here. This information is not going nowhere. This information is constantly being displayed in a way where others have to physically see what's in front of us. It's not a bad moment. When you turn bad into good, you're recognizing that the bad is here to teach you a lesson. When I hit my head, when I had surgery on my mouth, when I had surgery on my knee, it was a bad moment as I was going through the process. But as I healed over time, I learned that this bad turned into good because I was able to heal. I was able to show up. I was able to continue to be consistent. But I had to go through some things to recognize that I'm going to be okay. In life, we have to experience different outcomes because the outcomes and the environment is going to change who we are. It's going to build who we need to become. It's going to demonstrate to us that we can seize the moment when we understand what the moment presents to us. And so recognizing that everything that we do is a timing. There's a timing behind the process. There's a timing behind the learning. There's a timing behind everything. Everything that we go through and experience is helping you to identify what the good is. We're quickly to identify the bad, but what about the good? What good happened to you? What good happened for you? What good even took place? It's not the fact that good don't exist, it's the fact that we're not looking for it. We're not searching it. We're not identifying the fact that, I don't know if Donald Trump team was able to create this video, but they created this video and it was a story from him interacting with fans and audience and him at the podium speaking, and then him at the podium speaking, getting shot at, then him at the podium getting back up and showing that he's okay. See, oftentimes it's just showing others that you are okay. You have to show up every day to show that you are okay. Bad doesn't destroy the world. Bad does not destroy your movement, your direction. Bad just here to show you the lessons that you need to learn in order for you to keep going, in order for you to keep showing up, in order for you to keep learning. Some things you just have to learn, but you have to go through the bad to recognize what this thing is that you need to learn. It becomes identifiable because you're able to recognize that you're able to learn something new. You're able to witness something new. You're able to see something new. Because this new is not going anywhere. This information is not going and disappearing no time soon. What is happening, what does take place, is that you're able to learn how to turn the bad into good. When tough situations come your way and you get knocked down, you're able to pick yourself back up in a way that you wasn't even expecting. You're able to show up in a way that you didn't even think that you can show up. See, now it's hard to say you should believe in yourself when belief is so hard to have. I say you should do the work and learn how to believe in yourself as you are showing up, and understanding that as you are showing up, it's just that you don't understand what's fully going on. And you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace to continue to show up, continue to learn, continue to ask questions. So in this video with Donald Trump, he really showed the courage it takes to really seize the moment, because when he seized the moment, he was able to turn the bad into good. His good came from understanding that the work that he has been doing, the buildup that he has been doing for the last couple of years, it didn't come from today. His resilience didn't come from today. It came from years ago. Years ago. And yesterday, when the event took place, he created more from that opportunity or from that moment, because it became more of a more awareness was brought his way. More attention was brought his way. So he's running for campaign, and as he's running for campaign, he just found a new way to market. He just found a new way to put himself out there. He just found a way to communicate with others, because now this is an empathy message, because he just got shot. He just got shot. Now his team that's around him understands how they need to communicate with the audience, how they need to communicate online, how they need to communicate in general. It's not the fact that he got shot. It's the fact that he got shot, but his team is seizing the moment. They're seizing the opportunity. And social media is too. Social media is too. So his name, let's see his name. How much is his name trending? Google.com, Google Trends. So I'm about to share my screen and show you what I'm looking up. Okay, did it do it? No, I didn't do it. Hold on, there we go. So I'm on Google Trends. I'm gonna go back. Donald Trump. So I'm on Google Trends, and within the last 24 hours, look how many times this man has been searched. Up to an average of 60-ish, give or take. Average of 50. Average of 50, excuse me. And so now, it's not, if we look at the sub-region, all the states is here is searching him. Have been searching him. Why does that matter? Why does that matter? It matters because he has a lot of people that's looking him up, that's searching him because he has a lot of tension going on. He has a lot of tension around him. He has a lot of tension because of what currently has taken place. Understand that the moment around you can only help you grow. I was watching this video where Friday, he's a rapper, and I was watching the video, and he was just telling the story on how he started working with celebrities, how he started working with artists, how he started like getting a chance for the opportunity. And so as he was talking to the Breakfast Club, he was having this interview, and he was just sharing that someone told him, or his buddy told him, to always have your computer or your keyboard with you when you go to these events. Always have your keyboards with you, which means the keyboard that you play, a musical instrument that you play, so that way you can get in the concert, so you can get there. Because when you understand that you have to be creative with the opportunity that is coming for you is because you put yourself out there in a way that others would not. And so as he was telling the story that he was putting himself out there to meet producers, meet artists, meet new people, he was able to sign or get a deal or work with DJ Khaled with the song God Did. If you never heard that song before, that song is amazing. Because he explains like the work that goes on behind the scenes. He was perfecting his craft every single day, and he understood that he needed to work at it every single day. You can't be good at something if you're not willing to study it, learn it, and grow from it. Because when you're able to identify how you're growing, how you're getting better, you're able to see the opportunity that you would like to seize. When you seize the moment, you understand that the bad can be turned into good. The bad can go into good when you understand that there's a process behind everything. What are you doing behind the scenes when no one's there watching you? What are you doing behind the scenes when you know you need to be doing work, but the work is not getting done because you're not doing it? What are you doing when you are down at your lowest? Are you staying at your lowest, or you're finding a way to get back up? See, understanding that the moment is there right in front of you, and is there right in front of us every single day. We just have to understand, and we have to learn how to seize the opportunity. We have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to get out of our feelings. We have to get out of our thoughts, out of us overthinking everything, because overthinking everything would never bring you nothing. It would never bring you nothing because it would keep you in a place where you're not constantly thinking of new opportunities. Where you're not constantly thinking of a new growth. Where you're not constantly thinking of things that can potentially help you. See, helping you in life is that you have to start with helping yourself. See, the video that I watched with Donald Trump and how everything transpired so quickly. It was so short but so quick. at the same, it was so short and yet so long. Pause. It was so short because of how fast everything started taking place. How fast everything was just showing and displaying and communicating with the public. When you understand what's in front of you and how you can go about seizing the opportunity will never leave you because you can take advantage of it. You can take advantage of it. You can understand it. You can see it. And you can be more creative with how you approach it. What's going on? What's going on? You can see it with how you approach it, because as you're approaching the opportunity of the moment, you have to understand that you have to capitalize from it. About the definition of capitalization or capitalize is to take the chance to gain advantage from. You have to do things creative that will give you the edge, that will give you the opportunity, that will give you more moment. Because the moment is here to show you that you are in the right place, that you are in the right time, that you are in the right conversation, because you are here putting yourself in this place. You are here showing that I want to do something for myself. When Donald Trump got up and he started celebrating, he understood more was going to come from this opportunity, because he can see a lot of things that a lot of people can't see. A lot of people can't recognize that. A lot of people don't understand. And when you continue to go along, continue to learn, continue to see, continue to identify, something that's there for you will be with you, because you understand that it's a moment. And the moment can turn into something more when you understand more about what you're doing. Business has to be learned. Marketing has to be learned. And the way you communicate with others has to be studied. Because if you're not communicating in a way where others can hear and understand and be connected with you, you're losing them because you're not properly marketing. You're not properly marketing. When you're properly marketing, you're putting yourself out there in a way that shows your vulnerability, that shows your growth, and shows what you know. Don't be afraid to be a little boastful. By boastful, I'm saying don't be afraid to brag just a little bit. And for the last one I want to hit on. Good and too bad. Celebrate the good. Celebrate the good. The reason why celebrating the good is so important, so critical, so crucial, because you already been through a lot. You've already experienced a lot. You've already went through a lot. So why not continue to celebrate what you win, what you overcome, and how you go about overcoming it? Because it's going to help you continue to push through. When times are hard, when times are challenging, when times are overwhelming, you are pushing through to learn that you are okay. See, when I start learning about marketing, business, communication, everything else, it was so overwhelming for me. It was so stressful for me because I didn't understand where to begin. I didn't understand where to start. I didn't understand why it was even important. And so when I started to understand the small, minute details about it, it helped me learn that there's a lot to go behind. There's a lot that goes on with this. There's a lot that goes on with this. And even though it's a lot, you can do it. Even though you don't know what you're doing, you can do it. Even though you are putting yourself out there, you can do it. And you can do it because you're understanding how and what you need to learn. See, the process goes to show that one can learn how to grow, how to develop, how to seize the moment, because there's going to be multiple different opportunities to come your way. Multiple different chances that get presented for you. But how do you turn a bad moment into something good? How do you turn a bad moment into something good? You recognize that there's good on this other side of misery. There's good on this other side of bad. There's good on this other side of overwhelmness. Because you can only get better. You're only getting better. And when you get better, you're recognizing more about yourself and why it's important. And see, when you celebrate the good, you're pushing yourself to to be and show up in a way that you're not expecting. Celebrating and saying, I'm doing something right. Even though it's not going my way right now, even though I don't see any results from it, even though I don't understand what I'm doing something. I'm doing something, and me celebrating is going to help me continue to do something. You have to continue to do the something, because the something is going to help you grow throughout life. Grow in a way that shows that you are on the right path. That represents and identifies the path that you are on is only here to help you rather than destroy you. That's when I start to understand that it's more than what we're doing that matters the most, because what matters the most is what's in my mind. In the recap, Donald Trump capitalized on the shooting of July 14, 2024, because he understood that more can come from this. Once he survived and he got up, he started capitalizing the moment. He started taking what was the definition? Advantage from him. Take the chance to gain advantage from. He started taking advantage from it because he was putting himself out there in a way where millions of people can talk about him, continue to talk about him. And when he millions of people were talking about him, he was able to seize the moment in a way that shows us how to turn the bad into something good, into something great, into something phenomenal. Because the bad is something good. The good is always waiting on you. You just have to identify what the good is. And when you identify that, now you can celebrate the good. When you celebrate the good, you are on the right path, because you're identifying what you have been through, what you have done, what you have completed, and what's the next phase for you. Identifying that will help you not be so hard on yourself. We help you give yourself grace. We help you show that you are doing something correctly. You are doing something right. Just keep going. So make sure you share this live with a friend. If you enjoyed this video, this audio, this podcast, make sure you send this to a friend that's stuck in a bad moment, that want to grow from it and overcome it, so that way they can become the best version of themselves. Send this live to them, share this live for them, and tell them to join next time I'm on to learn an insightful tip that can help them on their journey. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all tomorrow.